and we have never been closer to carrying out her story and saving lives across New York State than we are here today.
Senator Tim Kennedy of Buffalo referring to Jackie Wisniewski. She was murdered in a stairwell at ECMC where she worked by her ex-boyfriend, Dr. Timothy Jordan. Months before her death, she discovered Jordan had installed a GPS tracking device on her car to stalk her. But current law did not protect her. Wisniewski's brother David could not hold back his emotions as he appeared in Niagara Square, urging the governor to sign this new law.
I had the chance of changing Jackie's story from one of sadness to one of pride, with the chance to save others.
No one should be able to put a GPS system on your vehicle, your body, your person in your house. Much like they can't put a camera in there, they should not be able to put a GPS system as well.
Assemblywoman Crystal People-Stokes of Buffalo joined Kennedy and the Wisniewski family in Niagara Square, urging the governor to sign Jackie's law. They were also joined by Mary Travers Murphy, executive director of the Family Justice Center.
We hear from people every single day who say, I think my husband put a GPS device on my vehicle. I think my computer is bugged. I think there are hidden cameras in my home.
The Family Justice Center just received a $50,000 grant with the help of Verizon for its Tech Check program. This alerts victims if there is a GPS device on their vehicle. If the governor signs the bill into law, it would close the gap for GPS stalking to protect domestic violence victims. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.